Welcome to It's the Human Experience Podcast, hosted by Hazel Brown, a healthcare leader, wife, mom, and career coach. If you're big on authenticity, personal development, perseverance, and transparency, you're in the right place. Join Hazel each week as she shares stories and drops some gems or talks to successful professionals and business owners who've agreed to share the parts of success that typically gets X'd out on social media, because that's the part you need to see and hear. The process.
The process.
Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to miss out on these transparent stories and discussions that reveal highs, lows, aha moments, and nuggets that will help you to grow and glow.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for tuning in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. It's your host, Hazel Brown. So happy you're here. Thank you. Thank you. If you hadn't already followed us and subscribed, go ahead and hit the follow button. Listen, it helps us reach more people all across the world. And that's the overall goal, is to add value and impact. So go ahead and do that. And then, of course, if you're selfie ready, go ahead and snap a photo and tag us at It's the Human Experience. We're on Instagram, TikTok. Be sure to rate the episode, review the episode when you're done listening, so I know what kind of content you want to hear more about. Listen, if you have not followed us or subscribed to us, please go ahead and do so. It really helps us to get in front of more people and add value all across the world. And that's the whole purpose of doing this, is to make sure that we are adding value and we're growing and glowing together forever, right? In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how we balance our life, our careers, and our business. And if you know me, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on fluff, but I want to make sure that you understand just how important it is to make sure you're taking the time to balance your life. It's kind of like the saying that no one sin is bigger than the next, and no portion of your life balance wheel is more important than the next portion of that life balance wheel. So spend the time to do the mirror work. Definitely dive into the previous episodes. In episode 6, talking all about faith. 5, we're talking about emotional intelligence. 4, we're talking about making sure that you're using Maslow's hierarchy of needs to create SMART goals to really get to where you're trying to go in life. In episode 3, we're talking about overcoming a lot of the obstacles that sometimes keeps you stuck and gets in your way of becoming your best self. It's so important that we do the work to get us to the next level. And in my podcast, I really want to make sure that I'm not just sharing information. I'm not dropping the gems and adding value, but you're not using the time to reflect, reassess, and reinvent yourself. Because that is where the gold is. That is what's going to help you get to where you want to be. It's when you take a pause after reading a book, every chapter, implement. Pause, figure out what you need to take away from that chapter, and then move on. Don't wait till you're done reading the entire book, because then it's a lot to remember. Yes, you may have taken notes, but 9 times out of 10, you're just going to think to yourself, what were my greatest takeaways? And you're going to move on to another book when there are so many little gems you could have applied from each chapter. So dropping the mic on that. I had to drop the mic because I felt like my mom. I felt like those car rides to school getting lectured. And that is not my intent. I just want to bring some level of awareness to how important it is to make sure that we are absolutely thinking about how we balance our life and how we apply the knowledge that we attain so that we can be able to level up and get to the next level. Because when you think about the stats, y'all know I'm going to jump into the stats, right? There are just so many times that we're using our years. So our life expectancy right now is about 79 years on average. And if we are using years of our lives focusing on different things that don't add value and don't bring us to the greater good of our goals, then what is the point of those things? So I want to definitely put our mindset to think about what it is we do on a day-to-day basis, but even bigger, I want to make sure that we're looking at the stats to group how we're really spending the major buckets of our time.
We spend so much of our awakened hours at work. My clients, when they come to me, they're talking about all the issues that they're facing in terms of balancing their career and making sure that they're working in a profession that truly aligns with who they are as a person, as opposed to the societal expectations that were put up against them to where they're in careers that they're not necessarily happy, or they don't know how to market themselves to show the value that they need to show in an interview to land the job. All the things. That's not what today's episode's about, but because I hear it so much, I really wanted to take a deep dive to find out more about the statistics around the days and years we spend within our career, business. When we think about statistics around what we're doing with the 79 years in terms of life expectancy, studies show that we spend 26 leaping. Guys, I didn't expect that. I expected that we spend about 78 of those years working, because that's what it feels like, right? So to see that we actually only spend about 14 working, whether it's a career, business, or what have you, that was shocking to me. What was even more shocking is when you think about sleeping, if we take into account the hours that we spend trying to fall asleep, tossing and turning, and all the things, then it's actually 33 years of our lives we spend with things pertaining to sleep. That's just like crazy to me. And then what was even more shocking, when I further looked into the statistics, what I found was that 11 years of our life is spent on a device, whether it be a TV, cell phone, tablet, whatever the case may be. 8 of those 11 years is specifically categorized towards the television, and 3 years is spent just looking at our phone. I was astonished. People are spending more time looking at a device than in school. We only equate 2 years of our life in school. And I know you're probably saying, how is that possible? Like, kids are in school till the 12th grade, let alone college and all the things. But you have to think about how many hours are in a day. I want you to think about how much time you are putting into things that don't actually provide value to you. And I'm going to say, listen, while we spend too much time sleeping, don't lighten up at all when it comes to sleep, because sleep is so important. It helps us with our mental health. It helps us to improve our overall well-being. It helps with immunity. It helps with weight regulation and balance. Listen, all the things. So definitely don't loosen up on your sleep. Make sure that you keep sleeping. It's very important if we want to improve ourselves. So that's my public service announcement about sleep. Don't loosen up on sleep. Go ahead and make sure you're getting your sleep. But what you want to do is think about the fact that 11 years potentially can be spent watching TV and scrolling on your cell phone, while only 2 years is spent having anything to do with schooling and personal development. And while it felt like 70 plus years is spent working only, and I say only in loose air quotes, because honey, it don't feel like only 14 years, if we think about overtime, is spent working. And so while that is not as big of a chunk as I thought, or it feels like, let's be real, I want to make sure that you're using your time wisely, because if we want to get to those goals that we talked about in episode 4, we have to make sure that we are doing some great time management and we are really focused on the way that we level out our time and the things that we decide to use our time to do. So I'm not saying stop watching TV, but let's not spend 8 years of our life watching TV if TV is not a priority to you. Let's not spend 3 years of our life scrolling on social media if social media is not of value. When I think about that, I wanted to make sure that we focus a lot on the importance of using some of that time that's grouping that 11-year bucket towards personal development. Personal development is really going to help you level up. Listen, it's going to help you get to the next level. It requires you to get continuous learning under your belt by taking courses, reading books, attending seminars, just enhancing your knowledge so that you can be a subject matter expert. When we think about career and business, if you want people to promote you in your job, or you want people to come to your business and solicit your service, you have to be the subject matter expert. And you can't be the subject matter expert if you're watching TV and scrolling on social media all day, right? Granted, you could be on YouTube University, you could be reading articles on your phone, and I'm here for it, right? But I want to make sure that we sit in that and think about how we're really managing our time. Is it that we are not a subject matter expert with ourselves? Like, we have not done the self-work. We have no self-awareness going on. We're not controlling our emotional intelligence. We are not personally developing ourselves, subject matter expert that people want to come to. Get that they want to come to because they enjoy working with you. They know you're not going to lose your, they know you're not going to go back crazy. They know you know how to handle yourself, and they know that you're passionate about what it is that you're doing. And in order to get to that level to where you're passionate about what it is that you're doing, you have to be self-aware to understand what it is you want to do. Who is it that you are? And then you have to invest your time into reading books, attending seminars, networking, those coffee chats, those connections. Those things are going to give you the knowledge and the skills that you need to be able to get to where you're trying to go. So don't lose sight of that in thinking that personal development is not important, because it's key. And if we're only spending 2 years of our time when it comes to education, learning, or in school, then we could spend a little bit more time on personal development, because that is what's going to help you become more self-aware when you think about self-improvement. And when you think about trying to get to that next level, that is going to be the deciding factor and differentiator between you becoming the kind of person you want to be and you being who you are today.
Child, I've been going on and on about personal development, and I just realized I didn't even provide you guys with a definition of personal development. It is a phrase that refers to activities designed to improve talents, potential, employability, and even wealth, right? That self-awareness, as well as including into that where any time that you are consciously making an effort to improve yourself, you are participating in personal development.
Guys, I want you to get some of your time back. When I think about the fact that we're spending 7 years of our life trying to fall asleep, rolling over in the bed, can't get enough sleep, all the things around sleep, right? I'm all for the years that we're spending sleeping because that's so important. But make sure that you're thinking about some things that can help you get better sleep. So reading books before you go to sleep, not books that's going to require you to take action after the chapters like we talked about, but books that's going to help you just relax your mind, whether you're listening to the books or what have you, so that you can be able to go off to sleep. Make sure you're not drinking coffee and caffeine before you fall asleep. Make sure that you take relaxing baths every now and then when we think about self-love and self-care, right? Take a walk sometimes, and don't start projects like at the end of the day, because then your mind's going to be racing and you're going to be thinking about ways to implement those things. If you're anything like me, listen, my brain goes on and on and on, and you have to learn how to shut that brain off so that you can get the kind of rest you need to be the best version of yourself. And I'd be wrong if I didn't talk about career, because your career or your business is what's going to determine the kind of lifestyle that you're going to have and how you're able to balance your life. It's going to determine your quality of life and your mindset. Let's be real. A lot of people go into career paths based on their motivation for money. And really and truly, you don't want to do that, because if you're focusing on money, listen, it's going to create problems all day long, because that money is not that easy to get. Separate from that, there is such a big misconception around what each career makes. Getting the career, maintaining the career, having the balance that you need in your life. Like, we have got it all mixed up. People hear the hype around a title, a trend, the end thing, and don't do the research in terms of the pitfalls and the things that are going to come with that career or that business. And that's where we mess up. That's where we mess up. I don't want you to mess up. So we're going to go ahead and get into the things. goal is to find a career or business that you love. In order to do that, understand it's going to take trial and error. It's going to take time and effort. Finding the right career and the right business takes time and effort. Listen, I want to sit in that. People make it sound as though it's something you just are born to know. You don't know it when you're born. Listen, it takes time. But to cut down on that time, we're going to walk through some things that I want you to think about, especially since I'm a career coach. Why not dive into this a little bit with you? You want to ask yourself, what am I good at? What do I actually enjoy? Then I want you to say, is there a need for these things? And because we're going to talk about what the people like to know about, will I get paid well enough to live the lifestyle I want to live if I pursue that career or business? If you're still lost and you're like, I don't know what I enjoy. I don't know what I like. Write down some things you typically do with your free time. And then I want you to think about what people typically come to you for. I'm not saying you enjoy when they come to you, but I want you to write those things down. Are you the therapist of the family? Do people come to you as a fixer of all the things? Are you the planner of all the things? Whatever it is, I want you to think about that. The most important thing I want you to remember is that the process doesn't need to be fixed. Don't tell yourself that you need to figure it out by 20, 30, 40, even 50. Listen, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. All of your skills, lessons, all the things that you're going to learn is going to sharpen your toolkit and enlighten you so that you can have a super clear understanding of what it is you don't like to do. And many times that's just as important as knowing what it is you want to do. If you're going to be the subject matter expert, I need you to truly enjoy what it is that you're doing. I need you to understand that that time and effort required to be a subject matter expert, that people want to come to you for all the things regarding that, you're going to need to love it. It's going to be really clear to people that you enjoy what you do. If you realize from the life balance wheel that family is your priority or vacationing is imperative, then you're going to have to take some time to consider whether or not the career or business that you're pursuing is going to allow you the time that you need to focus on the areas of the life balance wheel that is as equally as important to you. Taking a deeper dive into figuring out the importance of what's your next step when it comes to career or business, I need you to think about who you are as a person. How do you define yourself? What are your values? What is your personality type? Let's get into that. Those things are going to be key when you think about the kind of business that you need to create for yourself or the kind of job that you need to be looking for. You can go on a site called 16 Personalities that'll help you with like a personality test, trait, or what have you. MyPlan.com is also really good. Career Explorer is really good. Those are some free sites that'll help you kind of level set in terms of figuring out your personality or what careers might be good for you. Listen, I hope you don't have 16 personalities, but nonetheless, I wanted to make sure that I provide you with the resources necessary so that you can drill down a little bit to figure out more about your personality type, because it's really important. When I think about my personality, I'm 54% introvert, 46% extrovert. That becomes very important because I want to make sure that I'm in roles that make sense to me. I'll go a little bit deeper. Early on in my career, when I started working in administration type roles, directive operation type roles, and just making sure that I'm working in roles where I was using my degree, right? I was managing a lot of people. And for me, that didn't balance well in my life. Though I was a great leader, I was great at coaching, I was great at mentoring, I was great at really building my staff up. Like my team really loved me in both positions where I was managing several people. The team's turnover was less. It was really, really good. But what I realized for me, a defining moment for me, was that I had kids at home. They're not at the age they are now, or now they're 16 and they're turning 11. The twins are turning 11. And so they're definitely more self-sufficient. But back then, the kids were younger. And so I couldn't turn off at home. I had to make sure that I moved into roles after those two experiences that allowed me to still show up as a leader, still manage the projects and get things done operationally, right? Even from a human resources standpoint. But I needed to understand that where my life was in terms of life balance wheel, my priorities was making sure that I was showing up for my children. So I couldn't be at work all day long showing up for my teams and my staff. And when I come home, I'm like, nope, no more noise, no external stimulus. Honey, those are your kids. That's your husband. It's some external stimulus, a lot of stimulus going on. And we're not talking about stimulus checks. So therefore, I had to make a decision really quick when it came to what I was going to do. And so for me, developing a coaching program through my career coaching services was imperative because I still love to coach, but I'm able to do it in a way that makes the most sense. Where like today, I only coach 4 clients a month one-on-one. Everyone else is either group coaching or going through my career courses where they're doing it themselves. And you have to figure out what model works for you when you think about balancing your life from a financial standpoint, as well as using your skill sets that you feel are your strong suits and are tied to your purpose. So it's very important that you think about what that looks like for you, because I can only tell you what it looks like for me. So for me, it's important that I'm in a position that allows me to interact with other people. But at the same time, I'm gonna need you to bad back sometimes. Brought back an old phrase, aging myself there. But I'm gonna need you to understand that I don't want you in my face all the time. So it's very important for me to think about that in terms of how often I'll have to turn on and how quickly I'll be able to turn off based on my personality. Guys, we talked about a lot, but before I let you go, I want to leave you with 2 books. Instead of a gospel song this episode, I'm going to leave you with 2 books for personal development that really helped me to just open my mindset and awareness around the things that I can do to improve myself. And it was a really small way to be able to introduce myself to personal development that didn't feel like a tall task in terms of growing and getting to the next level. So The 4 Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, I listened to that from start to finish twice, actually. Like, it was so good. It really helps you to really put yourself first and to work on self-improvement. Also, How to Stop Feeling Like Shh, Don't Say That by Andrea Owen. That book was like amazing. That was back in my therapy days where I was heavy in therapy. And that book was like therapy on its own. So I definitely think that those are 2 books that you should consider purchasing on Audible or listening. I think sometimes you could even find these books like on YouTube and Google and finding summaries and all the things. But definitely don't let that stop you. Reach out to me, inbox me on Instagram at Redefining the Future You or It's the Human Experience. I'll respond to you, because if you don't have Audible, I can share a book with you. The first title is free. So reach out to me and I'll absolutely share the deets on that so that you can grow and glow, because we're going to grow and glow together forever. Also, make sure that if you're selfie ready, take that selfie, tag me at It's the Human Experience on Instagram. I want to see you listening. Tell me what your takeaways are. Definitely rate this episode, write a review. It helps to get us in front of more people. I hate soliciting, but I really need you to do me that favor and rate the episode. Let's grow. Let's go. I got some good guests coming on the podcast in the next couple episodes. You guys are going to love them, but I want to make sure that you're doing your homework. This is episode 7. So it's all about completing things, right? And that's what we're going to do. That's my number. And I want to make sure that you are growing and glowing and we're getting to the next level together.
We hope you caught all those gems. So here for all of it. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a gem. Write a review so that we know to keep bringing you episodes like this. And check us out online at itsthehumanexperience.com to keep up with us. Keep growing and glowing. Catch you on the next episode.